The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
I'm Kayla from Portland, Oregon. I was 16 years old when this happened. My parents had gone out for their anniversary dinner, leaving me home alone. We live in one of those super boring suburbs where everyone is always up in everyone else's business. It's totally safe, though. Like, nothing ever happens here. Whipped up some food for myself and chilled on the couch watching Netflix. It was getting a little dull around 9:30, so I headed to my room to just mess around on my phone. About half an hour went by and I was starting to get sleepy. My eyes glanced over at my window just as the motion light in the backyard flipped on. We have this sensor light that only turns on if something moves out there. I peeked out the window just in case, but I didn't see a thing. I went back to my phone. Seconds later, the light went out again and then flickered back on. I thought that was odd. The timing felt weird. It was really slow and felt on purpose. Like someone was screwing up right past where the light could hit. I got back up and checked out the window again. Everything seemed normal, except for the lights that kept going on and off without any reason. My stomach started doing flips. I went downstairs and made sure all the doors were locked. I peered out the back slider and saw a shadow move past where the light hit. Someone's out there.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I texted my dad and told him about the motion light. He texted back immediately and told me not to look outside. Kayla, seriously, get away from the windows and keep it down. Don't turn on any lights downstairs. Mom and I are bailing on the restaurant right now, and we'll be home in 20 minutes. Tops.
Dad, you're freaking me out.
Just relax, hon. We'll be there soon. But seriously, how was I supposed to relax when he was telling me to keep it down and not even glance outside? What did he think was lurking out there? Anyway, flicked off all the downstairs lights, like he told me, and headed back up to my room. I sat there on my bed in the dark. Outside, the motion light kept turning on and off. I tried to just tune it out by getting lost on my phone, but I couldn't stop the creeps rising up my spine when I knew there was someone out there. And even though my dad told me not to look, I was seriously dying of curiosity. I had to see what was going on. I tiptoed over to the window and hid to the side. The light was still off. I hung out for a second, waiting for it to flip on, and then I pulled the curtain back enough to get a peek at the yard. First, it was just my dark, empty yard. The grass was blowing in the wind, and so were the trees along the fence. I was about to drop the curtain when it popped back on. This time, a guy was standing there, smack right in the middle of the yard. He had to be around 7 feet tall, and he was still as a statue, staring directly at my window. I knew it was only a matter of time before he got to my window. I squeezed my eyes shut and just started praying my parents would get here before he did. I could hear footsteps coming closer, then stopping right outside my window. I slowly slid the curtain and peeked out, but no one was out there anymore. The empty yard stood alone. I was confused. Did he leave? I watched the yard almost like I was looking for him, but couldn't spot any movement. I looked up, I don't know why, and the man was hanging by the window shade like a monkey, with a grin. His eyes never blinked. For a good amount of time, he hung there without any difficulty, and then dropped down on the ground, which was probably a few inches for him. He then rested both of his palms on the glass and brought his face so close to the glass that his smushed face appeared even more disturbing. I screamed and started crawling back on the floor because my legs forgot to run. The man kept touching and rubbing the glass like it was all meant for me. Then he took out his huge tongue and kept licking the glass up and down without breaking eye contact with me. I started crying, desperately waiting for my parents to come back, but the wait was long.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
For the next 10 minutes, the man kept circling the house, trying every door and window he could find. One thing was for sure. He was dying to get inside the house. When he started kicking and punching the back door, I lost all hope to get out of the situation without getting hurt. But suddenly, the cop car's sirens echoed. The man didn't wait a second. He vanished into the darkness, just like he came. My dad filed a report. The cops found footprints all around the house, but the man was never caught, and he never came back. As a woman, I now know what his gestures or behavior meant. But even back then, as a young teenager, I knew he wanted something from me. Something that wouldn't be consensual, from my side at least. It was supposed to be my last week of summer up in Maine. My best friend Claire and I decided to take my dad's little houseboat out on Lake Sebago. It was only a tiny fishing houseboat with a motor and some benches, but Dad had been bugging me to use it, so Claire and I figured we'd spend a night fishing under the stars. We grabbed some snacks, drinks, and gear, and pulled away from the dock around 8 p.m., just as the sun was going down. We wanted to get way out from the shore, away from the other boats and people, to find a chill spot to hang out. We cruised for about half an hour until we were right in the middle of the lake. Beneath us, the water was flat like glass. You could see the trees on the shore, but they were pretty far off. We dropped the anchor and set up our little lanterns. It was super peaceful, with the water barely hitting the boat and crickets chirping from the distant shore. We fished for a while, but hardly caught anything. Around midnight, we just left our poles hanging and took a quick break to chat and eat. All of a sudden, Claire perked up, as if she sensed something.
"Babe, you good?"
I asked. She shook her head and pointed a finger toward the shore. I squinted into the dark. At first, all I saw were trees swaying. I blinked and focused. This time, I noticed a guy standing right at the edge of the woods, totally still. We were pretty far from the shore, but I could still make out his silhouette.
What's he doing?
I asked. Claire shook her head. We both kept staring, waiting to see what his next move would be. Slowly, he brought up his arm and waved. A sandwich I had a second ago churned in my stomach. Why would someone be standing alone in the woods at midnight, waving at a stranger's boat?
Hello?
I called out across the water.
Do you need help?
The guy didn't say anything, just slowly shook his head. But he didn't leave either. He simply stood there, all still, watching us.
This is creepy.
Yeah. Let's just ignore him. Maybe he'll leave.
We turned back to our fishing rods and tried to act normal, but we kept glancing back at the shore.
He's still there.
Claire sounded scared now. My heart started pounding. He was in the same position with the same stillness, like a statue.
Maybe we should head back.
Claire nodded. We started to haul up the anchor. Suddenly, a loud splash broke the silence. We both whipped our heads around toward the shore, only to find the man had vanished and the tree line was deserted.
Where did he go?
I scanned the shoreline and couldn't see him anywhere.
I don't know. Maybe he just left.
Before we could even figure out what was happening, his head popped out of the lake. He was way closer than he should have been.
Oh my God!
The man was swimming towards us. His eyes were locked on our boat, and his arms were cutting through the water fast.
Start the motor!
Claire cried. I fumbled with the keys. My hands were shaking so bad I could barely hold them. The man was getting closer. I could hear him breathing with heavy gasps as he swam. I turned the key, and the motor sputtered and died.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No, no, no.
I cried and turned it again. It sputtered. The man was maybe 20 feet away now. Claire grabbed a paddle and shoved the boat backward away from him.
Come on!
I turned the key again, and the motor roared to life. I slammed the throttle forward, and the boat lurched. The man's hand reached out. His fingers almost touched the hull, but we pulled away in a nickel of time, and the boat sped across the dark water. We didn't even glance behind us until we hit the dock. My heart was hammering so hard I seriously thought I was going to pass out. Claire was white-knuckling the side of the boat. Neither of us said a word. We were both totally shaking and breathing like crazy. When we finally got to the dock, we didn't even bother tying up the boat properly. We just bailed, sprinted to my car, jumped in, and locked the doors.
What the hell was that?
Her voice was shaking.
I don't know. The guy was swimming to get us. He was in the water the whole time.
How did he get that close that fast?
I didn't have an answer. The shore had been at least 100 yards away. There's no way he could have swum that distance in the few seconds we weren't looking. Unless he'd already been in the water closer to us and waiting. We sat in my car for a long time, trying to calm down. Eventually, we drove back to my house. Neither of us slept that night, and we just sat up talking about what happened and trying to make sense of it. But we couldn't, because the truth was obvious. We were never alone out there. That man had been watching us and waiting, and when we tried to leave, he came for us. It has been nearly a year. I haven't been back to that lake since. My dad still asks me to take the boat out, and I always turn him down. I haven't told him, but I guess he has sensed that something bad has happened. Claire and I don't talk about that night anymore, but sometimes I think about it, and each time I shudder at the thought of how it could have ended, how close his hand came to touching the boat, and if he had, what would have happened if the motor hadn't started. I moved to Chicago about 6 months ago, after finally walking away from my super toxic 3-year marriage. The whole divorce was a complete disaster. My ex, Derek, tried every trick in the book to keep tabs on me. He showed up at my job and actually followed my car. After the nightmare I'd been through, I seriously needed a fresh start to pull my life back together. That Friday night, I hit up this club downtown with a few friends from work. After a few drinks, my boss dragged me to the floor, and I started swaying to the music. I was laughing, trying to have a normal life for once. It felt so damn good to be out and feel totally free, not having to answer to anybody. But the whole time, I had this weird, creepy feeling, like someone was watching me. I kept looking all around the club, checking faces, but I didn't spot anyone I knew or anyone from my past. I just figured I was being paranoid. It was the old habits from the marriage, I guess. Around 1 a.m, I took an Uber home. I was tired and a little tipsy. After kicking off my heels and securing the door chain, I was preparing for bed when a soft knock interrupted my preparation. My stomach dropped. Nobody should be knocking at 1 a.m. I walked quietly to the peephole, looked through, and froze. Derek was standing outside with a half-finished bottle in his hand. I hadn't seen him in 6 months. His eyes were bloodshot and puffy, and his hair was messy. He looked like he hadn't slept in days. He was staring straight at my door. I backed away without making a sound. My heart started pounding. How did he find my apartment?
"Open up, Lena. I know you in there," Derek said through the door.
His voice was tight and controlled, like he was forcing himself to stay calm.
"I saw you at the club tonight. He is your boss, isn't he?"
I felt sick. He'd been there, watching me the whole time. That feeling I had all night wasn't paranoia. It was real.
"I'm not opening the door. You need to leave, right now."
"Damn right I would. You were practically crawling all over him,"
Derek sneered.
"Giggling like some crazy teenager. How much is he paying you to hook up? That's your entire job profile, isn't it?"
"Go away, Derek, or I'm calling the police."
"Call the military for all I care. Nobody would save you. I saw you with my own eyes. You think I'm stupid? You think I don't know what you've been doing behind my back?"
His tone was spiraling, going from that forced control to completely erratic. I could hear him breathing hard on the other side of the door. My hands were shaking as I grabbed my phone and called 911. When the operator answered, I made sure my voice was loud enough for Derek to hear. But he didn't back off. Instead, he hurled the half-finished bottle at the door, smashing it into pieces before he started hammering the door so hard, I seriously thought it had come off the hinges.
"Let me in! I'll freaking show you!"
All of a sudden, he stopped banging and started laughing like a maniac. Right after that, he started bawling.
"Why did you leave me, Lena? I loved you so much. I gave you everything I had. Why wasn't I enough for you?"
Then he was back to yelling again, totally screaming crazy stuff. He'd say sorry and then immediately call me a whore. He'd beg me to open up and then threaten to smash my head with a hammer. I could hear my neighbors opening their doors and asking what was going on, and telling Derek he needed to leave. Derek ignored all of them and kept ranting at my door. Right then, a siren wailed in the distance and got closer. Footsteps running up the stairs and voices in the hallway told Derek to step back, calm down, and put his hands behind his back now. I looked through the peephole again. Two officers were restraining Derek. He was resisting, but weakly, like he didn't really care anymore. And the whole time they were putting handcuffs on him, He was smiling and staring at my door, where he knew I was watching. His smile made me feel sick. One of the officers knocked on my door and identified himself. I opened it with the chain still on. He asked if I was okay and if Derek had hurt me. I said no, and he never got inside. The officer said they were arresting him for disorderly conduct and harassment, and asked if I wanted to press charges. I said yes. They took Derek away, but he kept looking back at me, still smiling and staring, even as they put him in the police car. I locked the door and put a chair against it, even though I knew Derek was gone.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The next morning, I went to the courthouse and filed for a restraining order. Derek was released on bail that same day. The restraining order requires him to stay at least 500 feet away from me, but I know it's just a piece of paper, and 500 feet won't ever be enough. It's been a couple of months now, and I've changed states again. I don't go out anymore. I changed numbers and kept a distance from my old friends so he doesn't know where I live and work, because that night taught me that Derek isn't going to stop. He's obsessed. And a restraining order won't protect me if he decides paper doesn't matter anymore.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.